in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee. Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Tip to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. Come on out and hang out with us this evening. Food's incredible. Women are beautiful. 80 high definition monitors. Falcons, Eagles play tonight. And the food is the biggest surprise of the whole thing. It's Twin Peaks. It's Road Rage. It's a great combination. Get on out here and see us. All right. I want to go back to Saban for a minute, Ramona. Let me play the 27-second clip again.
What answers did you have about your quarterbacks after watching both of them play tonight?
Well, I still like both guys. I think both guys are good players. I think both guys can help our team. All right, so why do you continually try to get me to say something that doesn't respect one of them? I'm not going to. So quit asking.
I hear you. Over 500 yards of total offense. What did you see from the entire unit then?
Well, I thought when we executed and did what we were supposed to do, we played pretty well.
Okay. This phony, full of crap individual actually had the nerve to say that, you know, you're not going to get me to disrespect either one of them and this kind of thing. Suggesting that somehow, I mean, it's just a false premise, that somehow Maria Taylor asking a perfectly normal question about their quarterback situation involves disrespecting either one of them. There is one person who has consistently disrespected Jalen Hurts. One. And his name is Nick Saban. He has disrespected Jalen Hurts at every point in the process because he has known from the national championship game on last year that Jalen Hurts sucks out loud. He knows what a disgrace he was in the national championship game and that he had to remove him from that game to have any chance of winning that game. So since then, all he has done is dragged him along. Why? Because Saban doesn't want to be without a backup quarterback. That's why. He never had any intention of starting Jalen Hurts. He played this game because he needed him. And not because he wants to respect both guys. Because the respectful thing to do for Jalen Hurts would have been to man up, little man, and say to him, hey, look, Jalen, we're going in a different direction. You're not going to be the starting quarterback at Alabama. If you want to play, if you want to be a starter somewhere, then my best advice to you is to look elsewhere if that's what you want. That's what he should have done. He should have set him free. He should have told him the truth. But that's not what he did. He did the exact opposite. He dragged him along, dragged him to the season, hoping that he could still spin this myth about, well, we haven't decided on who the quarterback it is because he needed him in the event Tua got injured. That's the truth about it. So only one person has disrespected one of your quarterbacks, Nick, you, at every point in the process, because you never had any intention of playing Jalen Hurts in serious minutes in a game again. And so it was you. And it was you who brought all this on yourself anyway, because it's you who refused to dispel the notion that Tua was better. You could have done that at any time. At any time, he could have just said, you know what, Tua is my starting quarterback. And then guess what? It would have ended all that talk, but he didn't. He didn't. And so he's the guy who dragged him along. And so for him to talk that way to Maria Taylor is absolute BS. He's just a little Napoleonic complex guy. And really what he needs is to have somebody kick the crap out of him.
Go ahead, John. I couldn't have said that any better myself. I think you're right. The only person who's been disrespectful about the quarterbacks at Alabama has been Nick Saban. Jalen Hurts, when he met with the media during camp, and he was saying how nobody's talked to him, no one said a word to him, no one's given him a hint as to what's going to happen, that's disrespecting him. Not Maria Taylor, after the first game, asking, what do you think about how both people played? That's not disrespectful.
This guy is the biggest phony. You know, I've done this a long time. I have never seen a more disingenuous, full of crap individual than Nick Saban is. On every front, so many levels. And I've documented them one after another after another. The whole spread offense thing where, you know, up-tempo spreads were dangerous. And we had to, he couldn't stop it, so he tried to get it outlawed. He couldn't, you know, the guy who's all the five-star players couldn't stop it, wasn't smart enough to stop it, so he tried to get it outlawed. Tried to actually convince the world that up-tempo spreads, which is lighter players playing in space, were dangerous. More dangerous than his 350-pound behemoth offensive linemen followed by their 240-pound behemoth running backs. I mean, the most disingenuous individual ever. And then remember, when prior to the playoff world where he had everything, where we just automatically put Alabama in the championship game, Saban, when we moved to a playoff, Saban said, well, you know, I'm worried about how the, you know, the Miamis of Ohio and Utah's, you know, will be disrespected in this and won't get the attention they deserve. No, that's a lie. That's just total flat garbage. The truth is, you had a situation where they would put you in the playoffs every year without having to play two games. Now you were actually going to have to face real competition to win a national championship, and that didn't benefit you either. He's the most disingenuous phony ever, but he has never been a bigger phony than in this issue, where, again, he dragged Jalen Hurts along knowing that he had no intention of playing him in meaningful minutes, but that he needed him as a backup and nothing more than a backup. That's the truth about that situation. Let me give you another truth, because that isn't all of it. This guy hoped that he could get Jalen Hurts to the start of the season, work him in blowout garbage time in the second half, and in so doing, get Hurts to a point of no return, meaning that the new redshirt rule applies. And the truth is, don't be surprised if that strategy blows up on him. Don't be surprised if Jalen Hurts exits Alabama in these first four games. Because
now he doesn't have anywhere to go.
Well, no, listen, I don't know. They may have been, he and his dad may have been a little slow on the uptake, but I don't think they're slow enough to understand, to fail to understand what's happening to them now, the way they're being played now. Because that's what Saban's done. He's just played them, and I think that I would not be surprised to see within that four-game window to see the announcement that Jalen Hurts is leaving Alabama.
I can see that.
Don't be surprised in these first four games to find that out. But, I mean, this guy and the way he treated Maria Taylor, and again, over a situation that he caused. He caused the entire thing. You know, right, little Nicky, it's really unreasonable when you haven't tossed. There are people whose job it is to cover these events. It's really unreasonable of them when you refuse to acknowledge the given of who the starting quarterback was. It's unreasonable of them to ask questions. It's unreasonable of them to ask, as Maria Taylor did, based on what you've seen, Have you learned anything about your quarterback situation? There's nothing unreasonable about that. The only unreasonable guy here is you, Nick. You're the one who's always unreasonable. And your behavior is just juvenile. And you know what? People are getting sick of your little act, too. He's just a vile little guy who's protected by 85 300-pounders. If he didn't have them, he wouldn't talk that way to anybody.
I agree with that. Yeah. I mean, she it's not like he treated her like she was asking it over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
The way he responded to her.
Yeah, he's only had 9 months to, you know, do this thing the right way, to not, you know, embarrass Hurts or call out Maria Taylor. It's all self-inflicted by him.
You know, I'll tell you something else. I bet she could kick the crap out of him.
Oh, easily.
I bet she could just take him right to the woodshed.
She was taller than he was.
by a significant margin.
by a foot.
Yeah.
I mean, Maria's a tall girl. I mean, and I have no doubt that she could have taken him right to the woodshed had she been so glad.
She grabbed him by his shirt.
It is too bad. That would have been priceless. I would have paid money for that.
Talk about a fight where you've lost a lot of money. You wouldn't have lost your money on that fight. No, that would have been worth every penny to watch her drop a sticky.
All right, let's finally, Ramona. We've not spoken about the contest at all week long. Even though I guess we fared pretty well in week one. Road Rage did, buoyed by your 7-3 effort in week one, Ramona. That's very impressive.
I thought so. And our by the way, our Pick'em contest is brought to you by Carolina Alliance Bank.
Ah, yes, Carolina Alliance Bank. And so, Ramona, you didn't find any real issues with the difficult slate of games last week.
I whizzed right through them. I think I got one wrong. I whizzed right through them.
It's Ramona's world, and we're all just living in it.
In Michigan.
Well, you had three wrong. You had 7-3. But 7-3 was...
Oh, FSU, everybody got wrong. That's right. I got that confused.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't count that one.
That's all right. I get you. Look at Ramona trying to establish an edge here. So you had, I'm looking at it now, you had Texas Tech wrong.
Yeah, you had Texas Florida FSU
State and Michigan.
Wrong.
Otherwise, across the board, you were right. You were right to go with our guy Mike Leach, too.
I didn't do bad on the score prediction.
No, 27-21. No, you didn't. And I had it 24-20. You know, and I tied with several other people at 8-2. I guess Brad Frelick technically won the week because he won the tiebreaker. Do you know how much closer he was than me?
How much?
1 point.
1 point?
Yeah, I had it 24-20. And obviously Washington missed like 7 chances to add on a field goal. He had it, what did he have it? 24-13. So he had the same 24, and Washington's score was 16. So he had it 13. He was 3 off. I had it 20. I was 4 off. So one single point.
Yeah, see,
but
you went 8-2. I went 7-3. Look at that. I went 7-3 over Mickey and Zach and Brad.
Now she's name dropping.
And Ben and William Quack.
That's just hysterical. Listen to her going through the full roll call.
It might not happen again, so I thought that I would.
She's listed off every paid employee at W63.
I like it. All right, so we have the new slate of games, which I personally think is even tougher than last week's games. I mean, I debated a number of these games. They were all tough. This week's games, we have Mississippi State at Kansas State. I know what the convention on that deal is going to be. Then we have Arizona and Houston, which I think is the toughest game to forecast on the year.
I went back and forth.
Well, I can understand that because I don't think there will be a more difficult game to forecast on the entire year than Arizona Houston, and I'll explain why in a bit. And then Duke at Northwestern. two teams that played last year and have had a little bit of a rivalry. Georgia Tech is down in South Florida to play a very athletic South Florida team. Iowa State at Iowa, always an interesting game. Colorado at Nebraska, renewal of Big 12 rivals. Fresno State at Minnesota. Fascinating sort of intersectional game, which is different than intersexual. Georgia at South Carolina.
That's a new one. That's a new bathroom.
Yeah. it is a new bathroom. Number 59. That's bathroom number 59. If you're playing along at home, it's bathroom number 59.
Yeah.
I need to go count the bathrooms in here later. Clemson at Texas A&M on the list, and Southern Cal at Stanford, and that's the game where you have to offer a score as well. All right, so those are the games for this week, and here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll go over those games with our thoughts on all of them. Before we go to break, let me tell you about my friends at First Class HALT. HALT's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like HALT. Listen, if you own one of those vehicles, you have a competitive advantage over the people who don't. And you know what your advantage is? Your advantage is that the rest of us take our vehicles to service places that work on every make and model. And so when you're spread out over 100 makes and miles, you can only know so much about each one. It's just a fact of life. All right. Well, at First Class HALT, they just work on these vehicles. So if you're fortunate enough to own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you bring your vehicle to HALT, you're getting the true experts. Mark and the gang know these vehicles inside and out. They own them themselves. They drive them. They work on them all day. They drive them home at night. That's First Class HALT. 260-9600 in Anderson, 864-260-9600. And every Wednesday, they have the Walt Wheel Deal. That's right. First Class HALT partners with me on Wednesdays to give our listeners exclusive discounts. The first 8 people every week that drive a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota and say they want the Walt Wheel Deal get a brake inspection, balancing of tires, 4-wheel alignment check, all for just $19.99. Call them today. Take advantage of that. 864-260-9600. Get lined up for next Wednesday. Jeremy, we'll get to you on the phone lines on the other side. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, live from Twin Peaks. Come see us.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
Let's go!
2018 football season is underway, and the Clemson Tigers hit the road this week. Jimbo Fisher's worst nightmare is traveling to Kyle Field to take on the Texas A&M Aggies. The first road game of the season is this Saturday, and you'll be there for every minute with the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's all the action, starting with the Tiger pregame show right here on WCCP 105.5 The Wolf.
Hey, Tiger fans, your Clemson football team will host the Syracuse Orange on Saturday, September the 29th in Death Valley. This game is designated as Hall of Fame Day as 10 new inductees will be introduced at halftime. Tickets are still available and can be purchased right now on ClemsonTigers.com. While you're there, check out all the information you need to plan your visit to Clemson in the Game Day Guide. It's Clemson and Syracuse on Saturday, September the 29th. We'll see you there.
It's the same story. Your kid has a juice box, and before you know it, the red stain is on your favorite rug. You don't panic because you know Zero Res leaves no residue and gives a like new clean. This month, get 3 rooms and a free hallway for $119 when you mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Call at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Are you kidding me right now?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Hey, Ramona, Angry Lawyer is out here.
Really?
Yes.
I like Angry Lawyer.
Yeah, he says you're getting a lot smarter. You're not picking just Sunny Buffalo anymore.
Yeah. It's the first week.
Yeah, but you also did well in the bowl season.
It's probably an accident.
Look, now she's getting humble. We don't do humble on Road Rage.
Well, we haven't done my picks yet.
All right, let's start to talk about that. I'll tell you what. First, let me get to Jeremy, and then we'll get into that conversation. Jeremy, how are you?
I'm doing good, buddy. How about yourself?
Good, Jeremy. Appreciate you getting in.
Absolutely. Walt, I know we got a lot of college football, a lot of NFL football this weekend, but have you thought anything about the UFC fight this coming Saturday night?
I haven't talked about it. Why? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm just, Tyron Woodley fighting Darren Till, and there's not a bunch of hype behind the fight. and I'm just kind of wondering what your thoughts are on it, if you have any at all.
You know, in all honesty, Jeremy, I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about it, thinking about that particular matchup. Again, as you say, I've been really focused on football and everything around it. And so
yes,
I haven't thought a great deal about that matchup. I don't know. I have to think about it. I don't have a gut feel on it right away.
Yeah, my thing is, I mean, it's not been a hot fight, but that's kind of how UFC has been over the last 3 years anyway.
That's true.
We're not going to get into the big hot fight until we get Connor next month. But I think that this Teal guy with his size advantage, he'll be the one to take down Woodley and get his belt this weekend.
Well, I mean, he does have a size advantage. I you know, we'll see, I guess. I don't – you might be right. You might be right. You know, yeah, I don't know, Jimmy. I'm just a little down on the UFC overall. It's, you know,
I'm the same way.
You know, obviously, it's been a sport I've been involved with. I just, and obviously for many, many years have followed it. But
yes, sir.
I'm just sort of down on the way it's being run right now. Some of the decisions that have been made, and it's beginning to feel more and more phony to me. And I'm not saying it is phony, but they're letting too much of this, the fake wrestling, into it, and too much influence from it into it.
I totally agree with you right there, and I've seen a big difference in the way that you covered it 5 years ago to the way that you're covering it these days.
Exactly. That's it. Exactly.
And, you know, I can't argue with you at all. You know, and like I said, you know, we'll get a good pay-per-view card next month with Connor finally getting back in there, but once again, that's a hot show all in itself as well, you know.
Yep, you're exactly right.
But at the same time, Walt, can I give a shout-out to my boy Dave in Berea real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. I think you just did.
I would have loved to get out of Twin Peaks today, but I know both of us were working hard, but we both listening to you so, and we both big fans, brother.
Well, I appreciate it, Jeremy. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I appreciate the phone call. Good job.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Look at this on Twitter. SW Matt says, hey, I had a closing with Angry Lawyer the other week. Tell him Matthew Buresh says hello. There you go. Look at that.
There you go.
So he's actually a working lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
I thought maybe he was angry because he wasn't working.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, he's retired in 6 months. There you go. Dr. Michael says, you coming to Texas? Since I've been working here, the weather guys have been less than accurate. I'll keep you updated. But I appreciate the update. I appreciate the update, Michael. All right, let's get to the this week's slate of games. Go ahead, Ramona. Let's start the games from the top. Do you have them or do you want me to do it?
I have them right here.
All right, let's go ahead from the top.
Okay, Mississippi State at Kansas State. You want me to just tell you what I have already?
Yeah, you tell me, and then we'll let John tell you, and then I'll tell you what I think.
Okay, I took Mississippi State. They're an 8-point favorite, and that's a lot. So
it is a lot. They're at least an 8-point favorite, 9 in some circles.
So I took
John.
I took Mississippi State for the my main focus or reason behind that was Nick Fitzgerald returning and the defensive line play of Mississippi State with Jeffries and Sweat.
You know, going against Bill Snyder in Manhattan, Kansas, to me just sounds like suicide, and it always has been. Again, even these things you've seen recently, Snyder exceeds expectations by more than any coach in America every single year. He's number one in that category, and it's just who he is and what he does. Now, he's had, a difficult last couple of years between cancer and losing his grandson to suicide. And I just don't know. I know he was away from his football team more than he would ever normally be away from his football team. In week one against South Dakota, they played terribly. I mean, they trailed South Dakota in the fourth quarter by 12 before Zuber returned a punt, 85 yards, another hallmark of the Snyder era, the best special teams, non-offensive touchdown team in America the last 15 years. Not even close. They're like, they have like 30 more than anybody else does. Just another example of Snyder's wizardry. And the thing about Snyder's teams is they always get better, even at his age. I mean, last year they lost to Vanderbilt early. They had all these injuries. It looked like their season was over. They went on to win 8 games. They nearly beat Oklahoma at home. They went to Stillwater and beat Oklahoma State, which I promised they would do. And they finished really strong. They have the same two quarterbacks. I think the loss of Pringle as a wide receiver, as a deep threat, really hurts them. I took Mississippi State because of their overall talent, really because of their talent at the line of scrimmage. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't feel good about this. Mississippi State's going to be in a fight for their lives in Manhattan, Kansas. And don't be surprised if Kansas State pulls off a special teams play and beats them. And, you know, you're saying Nick Fitzgerald back. That's actually my concern.
Oh, really?
My biggest worry about Mississippi State is Nick Fitzgerald. He's the guy I have the least confidence in of anybody on that team. I believe in the rest of that team. I don't believe in him. I mean, why would I? He's a 54% passer. His only real strength is as a runner. He can't throw the ball. He's being better coached now in the passing game, and that may help him. But when's the last time he played? Last time he played is in the Egg Bowl when his bone popped out of his leg.
You and, always say that.
Well, it did. Go look at it. It did.
I haven't looked at it. You keep saying, look at it, look at it.
Well, no, I don't. I'm not encouraging people to look at that because it's not all that appealing when you see a guy laying there and his bone is outside his leg. But that's the case. And so, you know, he has a lot to prove in my mind. And I don't know that he's going to play all that well in Manhattan, Kansas. And I'll tell you right now, if Mississippi State loses that game, he's going to be the reason why. They may even take him out of that game at some point and go with the Thompson guy they played before was great last week. Of course, they played the worst team in America. The team they played is way worse than Northwestern State, way A&M played. Northwestern State beat the team that they play.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I'm going Mississippi State. In part, it's a tactical decision because I know everyone is going to pick Mississippi State. Part of me really wants to go against the whole field and try and gain that game. But since, you know, I'm tied at the top,
favorite.
I don't care. No, you know,
this must have been a tough decision for you.
It was because no one beats Kansas State in Manhattan, Kansas. It just doesn't happen, you know. All right, game two.
The next game is Arizona at Houston. Now, Houston's a 4-point favorite, and I had a hard time with this because I know Arizona is on your top 50, and Houston isn't. I'm not sure.
No.
Houston is a higher number than Arizona.
That's right.
That's what it was.
Houston's 24, I think, and Arizona is in the 30s, I believe.
Yeah. So, but I think I looked at their schedules, too. And Arizona lost a bunch of games last year, I think. I'm getting confused now. Anyway.
Well, both of them lost a bunch of games.
I picked Houston, finally, because they're a 4-point favorite. After all that research that I did.
So you went with Houston?
Yes.
Because they're a 4-point favorite after all that research.
Yes. Right. I mean, they were kind of the same, you know, these two teams.
They are kind of the same.
They're both their schedules last year. They kind of looked almost the same, and so I just went with it.
All right, John, give me some football reasons. Give me something here in this game, because I think this is the most difficult game to pick, not just in the week, but I think it will be the most difficult game to pick on the season.
I took Houston for the reason I think Arizona struggled mightily last week in the loss. I didn't think they looked that good. Khalil Tate didn't look all that good.
Houston trailed Rice with 3 minutes left in the third quarter.
Yes, I'm aware.
That's Rice, a starch.
Yes.
Worst team in all of college football.
Right. Oh, except for East Carolina. But Arizona, we'll go to that later.
Arizona played BYU, a team that actually has, you know, 30-year-olds.
No, That they do. I think Ed Oliver is an absolute phenom. He's a monster, and I think Arizona's going to have a very tough time. Even with double teams taking him out of the game, I think he's going to take over the game, and Arizona's offensive line is going to struggle in return. That's going to make Khalil Tate struggle to run the ball and get time in the pocket in which to throw the football. And because of that, I'm going to go Houston.
All right. Here comes the road rage intensive breakdown of this game. And I'm going to tell you why this game is such a dilemma to pick. First of all, I'm going to start with Khalil Tate. Khalil Tate was a one-man wrecking crew last year. Arizona four times rushed for like 400 yards or more. They were the third best rushing team in America. Khalil Tate averaged a first down every time he carried the ball. He had multiple games of over 200 yards rushing. And do you know how many times Kevin Sumlin had him carry the ball in the Allergy Man's infinite wisdom? Eight times. Kevin Sumlin made Khalil Tate a pocket passer, had him chuck it like 40 times from the pocket. Arizona has one friggin' weapon, Khalil Tate's legs, and Kevin Sumlin decided, well, we're not going to use them. Now, is it possible that Khalil Tate just doesn't want to run the ball? Yeah. Remember, he ixnayed Ken Niumatalolo becoming the coach there. He personally turned that down because he didn't want to run that offense. And so you might think that with an NFL career in his mind that he just doesn't want to run the ball anymore, at least to the extent that he was a year ago, and maybe that has something to do with it. All I know is if Arizona wants to win football games, there's only one way to do it. The rest of that team sucks. The way to do it is Khalil Tate has to run the football, and he did not run the ball last week. Now, Kevin Sumlin saying, well, you know, we're probably going to change some things up this week. Yeah, meaning that the whole world was all over his case for failing to run Khalil Tate. So here's an assumption, a working assumption. Working assumption number one about this football game. Khalil Tate will run the ball more this week than he did last week. Double the carries for Khalil Tate at least this week as they attempt to win a football game by letting their best player do what he does best, run the ball. So that's working assumption number one. But there's a lot of other things to digest in this game, which make it the most difficult game in my mind. It will be the most difficult game all year to break down and analyze. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, live from Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot, and it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24/7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
Hey, Tiger fans, your Clemson football team will host the Syracuse Orange on Saturday, September the 29th in Death Valley. This game is designated as Hall of Fame Day as 10 new inductees will be introduced at halftime. Tickets are still available and can be purchased right now on ClemsonTigers.com. While you're there, check out all the information you need to plan your visit to Clemson in the Game Day Guide. It's Clemson and Syracuse on Saturday, September the 29th. We'll see you there.
Hit a home run with 2019 baseball and softball gear at First Team Sports. First Team has the best selection in the upstate with a wide variety of bats to choose from, including DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, and Rawlings. Try out a demo bat with unlimited swings or gloves in their in-house batting cage. They also have brand new fielding, catchers, and first baseman baseball and softball gloves in Wilson A2K, Rawlings, Mizuno, and Louisville Slugger. First Team Sports. Play local, buy local on 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Well, locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs, the crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
For over 45 years, Hugh Durham has been serving the real estate needs of the upstate. Whether it's residential, commercial, land and acreage, relocation, appraisals and auctions, or development, the skilled agents at Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates have complete knowledge of the area and make it easy for you to buy or sell. They understand the financial importance and guide you every step of the way. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. You'll be treated like family.
We're faced with making decisions every day, some more important than others. With Social Security, did you know that when you begin Social Security could have a tremendous impact on your retirement income for the rest of your life? How much should you save for retirement? Making an informed decision is in your best interest. So call the independent advisors at Kiwi Financial Group and make the right financial decisions for you today. That's 654-5043. Call today, 654-5043.
We have the trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley's pre-owned department is stocked full of trucks of every make. Visit HendrickHondaSC.com and click on trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley has dedicated ASE-certified mechanics that inspect every vehicle and repair or replace anything that fails our inspection. Hendrick Honda Easley shows you our repair order as well as the Carfax. Every pre-owned vehicle we sell comes with a warranty. Escape the everyday and experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
It's Road Rage with Walt Abdullah on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, whoa. Let's talk about this.
Now to Walt and Ramona.
Tip to the Road Rage. We're back live from Twin Peaks. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Lakeside Lodge, new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. You're running out of time on this deal. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing available. Highway 123 right across the lake from Clemson. There's only one lake, people. This parcel is heaven sent. There won't be another. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a unique concept that blends the ownership of condominiums, the amenities of a resort, the ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. The residence, the resort will include a lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit space, fitness facilities, even a 50-yard football field for families to enjoy, an expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge will also have modified hotel services. This is the greatest thing ever, John. This means that you finally get your dream of being able to mess up the whole kitchen while cooking and have somebody else clean it up for you.
That's a dream.
That's what we're talking about. This is Lakeside Lodge. Owners will also have the option of renting out their residence while they aren't using it, or with the case of the 2 and 3 bedroom units, you can lock off portions and you can live in part and rent part. How about that? Taj Boyd's leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Taj works in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. All right, back to the most difficult game to project of all, Houston and Arizona. All right, I've given you a reason, I think, to take Arizona, and that is that Khalil Tate is going to run the football this week. And when Khalil Tate runs the football, nobody has stopped him. So there's that. A year ago, these two teams played in Arizona. Did you know that, John?
I sounds familiar, but I forgot it probably.
Houston won the game at Arizona. Right? So it's a bit of a revenge game. But the secret to the game is that Khalil Tate didn't play until the fourth quarter. And when he came in, he gave Arizona an instant boost. They got better with Khalil Tate. Now Houston's going to have to face the whole game of Khalil Tate. So there's that. From a negative Arizona perspective, their offensive line is dog crap. All right. Their center is like Alec Eberle West.
Ooh.
That offensive line has a bunch of new guys on it. It's a young group. They were not good last week. I don't know when they're going to be good. It's going to take a while. So that offensive line is a problem. And the worst player on that line is the center, just like Alec Eberle. Guess who he lines up over?
Ed Oliver.
Ed Oliver. That's right. That's right. The worst center west of the Mississippi is going to be charged with blocking Ed Oliver.
That doesn't sound,
I'm sorry. It's real. That doesn't sound like a positive in terms of winning. So that's a dilemma from the Arizona standpoint. From the Houston standpoint, King is now the quarterback. He's a converted wide receiver. He took over partway through last year, and he's looked pretty good. They lost all their receivers from last year. They lost the guy who would have been their starting running back, but they returned like 90 offensive line starts, and King is good. So, you know, and they now have Kendall Briles as offensive coordinator. A little slow out of the gate last week, but Kendall Briles is the guy who made Florida Atlantic go, and I think that he's going to do a great job there and make this team very difficult to deal with offensively over the course of the year. The problem is that they're still trying to figure things out. That was witnessed in the game against Rice, in which they really did not look good. Rice controlled the ball for much of the game. Rice had the ball the whole third quarter, and it was starting to look a little hairy from a Houston standpoint, but you know, they eventually took care of business. King got going. Ed Oliver was unbelievable. He was absolutely unblockable. So there's that. My biggest problem with Houston is their defensive coordinator. Do you know who their defensive coordinator is?
I do not.
Mark D'Onofrio. Do you know who Mark D'Onofrio has stopped in his career? Nobody. He sucked at Miami. I hated him when
That's
he was
where
at
he's
Miami.
From. Okay.
10 years. He was out of football. He was running like, I don't know. He was selling insurance or running a daycare center or something. I don't know what he was doing.
But
he was out of football. He was begging. He wrote letters to Major Applewhite basically begging to hire him, that he's learned so much, and he actually wrote this in his letter. He said, any defense that I'm a part of now is going to be a kick-ass unit. He wrote this. That's the
okay.
quote. He wrote that in his letter. Major Applewhite apparently believed him, so he hired him. I'm a little concerned about that because, let me tell you something. If Todd Orlando was still the defensive coordinator at Houston, it would have taken me 1 second to pick this game. I would have taken Houston all day. Why?
Not Orlando.
Does anybody remember when Lamar Jackson went to Houston and what happened to him? They sacked him 11 times. And Lamar Jackson is the same guy as Khalil Tate. So if Orlando was still the D.C., I'd have no issues. I'd know who to pick. Houston, they'd sack Khalil Tate 11 times. Houston win by 26 points, just like they did when they played Louisville. But they're not. He's not. Mark D'Onofrio is the defense coordinator, and he sucks out loud. And he's a passive guy, and he's not a particularly aggressive guy, you know, and he's playing three-down linemen. D'Onofrio is my biggest issue with Houston. I don't trust him at all. And I want Houston to go after Khalil Tate, to go all out after him, and if they do, then they'll win the game. But that's not the Mark D'Onofrio way. And so that really concerns me from the Houston standpoint, is that they're just going to let Khalil Tate get loose. And so that concerns me. These are some, just some of the many factors I weighed in consideration of this game. Ultimately, I took Houston.
I
was to the point I was going to take Arizona, but do you know why I'm taking Houston?
Why?
I'm taking Houston because that game starts at either 11 a.m. or noon, and from an Arizona standpoint and Pacific Standard Time, that is either a 9 or 10 a.m. start for Arizona. And I just think players don't play football at 9 or 10 a.m. And that's ultimately why. Because all those other things to me balanced out. And then I said, well, which team's going to have to play it at a time that they're not at all accustomed to playing at? It's Arizona. So I picked Houston. All right, next.
The next game is Duke at Northwestern. I took Northwestern. Talk about how horrible Duke is, and Northwestern is a three-point favorite.
John?
I took Northwestern.
Took Purdue last week.
Yes.
So now you're trying to get on the right side of Northwestern.
Yes.
You realize you're wrong from last week, and now trying to get on the right side of it.
I mean, that's not the sole reason of my logic, but that did play into the decision.
Okay, what is the reason for your logic?
I liked what I saw out of both quarterbacks from Northwestern last week, whether they're going to play Trent Green's son or the Clayton Thorson. They both look good. I thought they had a solid defense. I like Pat Fitzgerald coach teams. I think he is a heck of a football coach. The fact that he has taken Northwestern, that's been a doormat forever. They haven't been that good at all, and now they're a solid 8-win team every year. That alone, and like you said, with Daniel Jones, you don't know what we're getting yet this year. Until I see that, and he'll probably, with me saying this sentence, he's going to throw for 400 yards all over Northwestern, and this will be his coming out party, but I'm taking Northwestern.
You know, those are great reasons. I'm taking Duke.
Okay.
What?
That's right.
Oh,
Ramona,
man,
what?
Well,
here's why, all right? And I was on the right side of Northwestern last week. I'm taking Duke because when you look back at the Duke-Northwestern game last year, look, this is a revenge game for Northwestern. Duke sort of woodshedded Northwestern unexpectedly, a game that was supposed to be really close last year. It's like game two or three of the season. And Duke crushed them, like 41-16 or something like that. And normally, that would be a reason for me to go opposite if the teams are relatively even. The reason I'm not applying that strategy is that if you actually look at the game last year, Daniel Jones had the finest game of his career against Northwestern. He threw for over 300 yards. He ran for 100 yards. He was unbelievable. It's the one great game that Daniel Jones has played in his career. And it's the reason I'm taking Duke over Northwestern. Because there are certain teams that guys just match up well against. It was clear last year Northwestern had no idea how to stop or deal with Daniel Jones and David Cutcliffe's offense. So I don't know what's changed. I mean, when Daniel Jones takes the field against Northwestern, you know who they are to him? They're the team that he had the greatest game of his career against. Remember how Wayne Ellington in basketball used to play against Clemson? Every time he saw Clemson, he scored 40.
Yep.
You know, well, I'm thinking that Daniel Jones views Northwestern as the same, in the same light. I think Duke's defense will stone much of Northwestern's attack, and I think Duke will win the game. Sorry, Ramona. All right, who's next?
Georgia Tech at South Florida. I took Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is a 3.5-point favorite.
All right, John, what do you have?
I have Georgia Tech as well.
I also took Georgia Tech. Look, I'm concerned about the, from a Georgia Tech perspective, about the athleticism of South Florida. Last year, they were, I think, second in the nation in tackles for loss, and they lost a couple of those guys. They lost Sanat. But the recipe for stopping Georgia Tech is tackles for loss, is to set them behind. But I think that, and by the way, Barnett's the former Alabama castoff. Mm-hmm. He's now the new quarterback at South Florida. He can throw the ball a little. I just think that this Georgia Tech team is going to wind up being the best version since the Orange Bowl. And I think they'll go down to South Florida, and I think they'll take care of business. I think they have real weapons. I think they go three deep at B-back, and all three guys can play. Benson and Pontez Mason, who's going to be a superstar at Georgia Tech. A superstar, mark my words. And Howard, the kid from South Carolina, whose legs are like tree trunks. We're going to have to continue some of this conversation tomorrow. Suffice to say for now, we're at Twin Peaks. We encourage you to come on out and hang out with us this evening. Come enjoy the dinner and the atmosphere. Come watch the Falcons and Eagles with us. Before I get out of here, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. No one does it like Gilstrap. They're the best in the industry. They helped Ramona when her house was raining inside. Don't wait that long. Get your roof checked. It's the one area of your home you don't visit. You probably even visit your crawl space, but you never visit your roof. Look, that's the most important element of your home. Let Gilstrap check your roof. They'll give you a free evaluation. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. If there's something wrong, they have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. Get it fixed. That's Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232, Gilstrap Roofing. We're live at Twin Peaks. We have football tonight. Come see us. I'm done. I'll see you from the studio tomorrow.
Safely in the Priority One studios. We are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Flash. I'm Rich Ackerman. Countdown to kickoff a little more than an hour away as the 2018 NFL season opens. And football is back. The defending champion Eagles will raise their championship banner before taking on the Atlanta Falcons, one of the teams they eliminated en route to winning it all. It was the team's first championship since 1960, and after reveling in the celebrations, had